This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Well, you've had a few days to recover from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care's big event. The Celebrate Life event last Thursday. You've had a week.
We've had a week. So last week at this time, we were preparing to go out and get all dolled up for the big night.
It was a great time.
Thank you.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Rachel was there from our staff.
Yes.
Who is, as I understand it, one of your board members.
She is one of our board members.
And so we just kind of had a good time. And from my perspective, it looked like everything just went really well.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I realize exactly what a great staff we have.
Yeah.
And I could just go about the night and, you know, do the things that I needed to do, greet our guests and present the awards. And so I feel like our team just stepped up behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Alyssa Barnica did an amazing job. Everything ran super smooth. Jenny Arter did a great, just the whole team was fantastic.
You had a lot of moving parts. Okay, so you had to organize the live event at the mill, which meant all the food, which, by the way, fabulous food.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, enjoyed that thoroughly.
Thank you.
And, you know, I that was my dinner, so I wanted to make it, so it was really good.
Good.
And then the displays were great, the auction displays, and then, of course, the electronic part of it, the online part of
it all
had to come together.
You know, we started, it was funny because last July, Alyssa said, hey, we need to start working on the event next year. And everybody looked at her and said, come on, it's not till March.
No.
And she said, we have to start. So I don't think you realize what the process that is, especially when we have to set up, like you said, the online auction, the in-person auction, the live auction.
I have an expression, and we do it in this business. You have to work really, really hard to make it look effortless.
Yeah, that's right. Did we?
Yes.
Good.
I mean, you worked extra, extra hard, but the night seemed effortless because
so glad.
Everybody knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And you were able, and they, you know, your team freed you up to be able to be the goodwill ambassador, to go around to all the tables and talk to people. And it was a good time. And I'll tell you what was funny. Don Walker said to me, I was saying, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. She says, get there early because there's going to be a lot of people there.
Holy
and it was
cow.
Great. It was good, but you didn't feel uncomfortable. The mill is a great venue.
Oh,
for
my
that.
Gosh. It was a great. It's beautiful. They were so accommodating.
Yep.
You know, on Monday prior to the event, we had to shut down ticket sales because we were at about 240.
Right.
You know, and capacity's, 250?
Right.
But then we have people trickling in through the rest of the week saying, hey, I really want to go. So the mill was gracious. They said, let's put some more tables up. We will do what we have to do. And it was comfortable. Everybody had a seat. And,
right. They could meet capacity and without exceeding, you know, their fire code. So everything went great.
Right.
I'm glad to see you here smiling. And you have every reason to smile and be in a great mood today as we look back on the Celebrate Life event. And the fundraiser, and again, let's remember, this is your one big fundraiser of the year, really.
Right, this is it. This is the, you know, we have Trash to Treasure, which is great. It's fun. We raise a little money. The volunteers raise a little money. This event is our signature event. This is how we keep things going. We provide care to everyone that needs it. No one's ever turned away due to their inability to pay. And it's just really important for us. And the community came together, stepped up, and supported us.
Yep. Let's talk about the awards a little bit, because to me, this was the highlight, is seeing the partners and the partnerships and the people that support it. Let's start with the recipient that does I'm trying to remember what it's got the nickname. What's the one that puts on the poker run?
Oh, Egg Roll Run.
The Egg Roll
yes,
Run. That's
yes.
it. Couldn't remember Egg Roll. That was the guy's nickname.
Yeah. So that was our Virginia L. Pickering Philanthropic Award.
Yeah.
And they, Ernie and the Egg Roll Run, that's his crew. They were so special to me. You know, I had the privilege to be at my first poker run with them last summer.
You've never been to a poker run before that?
No. And Rick Schneider said, come on, I go every year.
Did you ride a motorcycle?
I did not that year, but... You know, they invited me. Even though we've got a gold wing, they said I could ride.
Well, they said gold wings are acceptable.
They're going to let me slide in. But, it was a great night for them because people don't realize that. They've been providing donations to us for over 17 years, close to $100,000.
That number is mind-blowing.
This
is a grassroots organization, somebody that did this in honor of their brother
Yes.
that has raised six figures. And it's just amazing. The other one, and again, I've known Angela Kreil forever, and I know the work she does in the community and the great PR that she's doing for you guys. Great to see her, and some great commonalities, some great stories there,
too. Oh, my gosh. That was, you know, I love that award, the President's Leadership Award, because I get to choose. That's the one thing I get to choose. The rest of it's kind of a team decision. Right. But I knew right away that it needed to be Angela, because like I said in my speech, she is so authentic. She is an enthusiastic and an authentic leader. And from the minute I heard her speak, I thought to myself, I need to be that kind of leader. And she has been a mentor and a friend. And it was such a great night with her presenting me with the $2 bill that my aunt, our, you know, in common has done for us for multiple years. And it was really really special to me.
Those are the two that stuck out in my mind. What were some of the other, the highlights of the awards?
Yeah, so, you know, the Heart of Hospice Award went to Diane Dunbar.
And posthumously.
And that was really special. Dr. Dunbar was there to receive that. And I know that was difficult for him. He lost her not too long ago. She was a huge hospice supporter, as well as, you know, he was on our board forever and was really a part of Fair Hope as we started. So that was an important night for me, just to honor her and the things that she did, giving our volunteers a voice.
Where we just again, we're a week removed now, but we are still giddy with everything that went on for the Celebrate Life event and the big fundraiser. And so a couple more awards I just want to touch on. Krista Moody. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, again, somebody I went to high school with.
You did?
Well, she was.
I didn't know
she
that.
Was Chris Relliford back in the day. Okay. Yes, I went. She's 2 years. Should I say this? 2 years ahead of me in class.
Okay.
I won't say older, just 2 years ahead.
2 years ahead.
And she is, quote unquote, retired. But I've never known a retired person to be more busy and active. So
I know. That was an award. And during my speech I gave that night, I said, you know, when I started as CEO, I wanted to go to every single event I could. And I kept thinking, who is this woman? She is at everywhere I turn around. She's either following me or she is doing some big things in this community. Yeah. So, you know, I found out, we became fast friends, and just her support to every single event in the community is huge.
I don't mean this in a negative way at all. I mean this in a positive way. She's an ordinary person who just does extraordinary things.
Absolutely.
And it just goes to show, it doesn't matter who you are, what you do in life, you know, what your career path is, you can be extraordinary just by doing, you know, by being kind and doing things.
But you know what? That's sometimes, I believe, what makes people extraordinary is the people who are just ordinary folks, have lived a really normal life, and they turn around and they look and they know in their heart what those needs are, and it becomes extraordinary.
And there was one more award. Okay, so Krista won one award.
Right, and then Park National Bank.
Right, Laura Tussing accepted for the bank.
She did. You know what? They, as a whole, as a group, they're everywhere, and they do the obscure things. I mean, we all hear their name, and they're great sponsors for lots of different things, but they support the things that, you know, maybe not everybody else is supporting.
Right.
And I love that. You know, for Community Care Day, they're always at the Pickering House cleaning and painting and pulling weeds, and but just the magnitude of what they do, and they always have a smile. It doesn't matter. Any member of her team is always out there smiling, getting the job done.
Fantastic. It was a great night. Now let's look a little ahead and say, what's coming? What's on the horizon for Fair Hope?
Okay. So obviously in June, Trash to Treasure. Mm-hmm. That will, you know, that's always a huge success, a great time. I'm going to see how many barns we fill this time.
Yeah.
So
is Twyla putting a volunteer class together here in the near future?
Yes. And she called me the other day to ask, when are you ready? When are we? So we have had, I think last year we did one at least once a quarter, and this year we're on track for that too.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Always need volunteers, right?
Always.
All right.
Always.
All right, we're out of time for this week's edition, but Kristen, get some rest.
And, I will.
Again, I know you appreciate your team every single day.
Absolutely. Thanks,
right.
Mark.
Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, if you want more information, if they can help in any way, 740-654-7077, 800-994-7077, fairhopehospice.org, and be sure to like them on Facebook as well.